KPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado state senators were up late Tuesday night debating a bill to enshrine access to abortion into state law. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The Reproductive Health Equity Act would ensure access to contraception and abortion at any point in pregnancy. It also bans personhood status for embryos and fetuses. Democratic Senator Julie Gonzalez says it's important for Colorado to codify these protections into law, since the U.S. Supreme Court may overturn Roe v. Wade.
We're seeing conservative state legislatures across the country move forward bills that will lead to more people dying.
Republican lawmakers who hold the minority say this legislation will make Colorado the most, quote, abortion-friendly state. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver has donated bison to some tribal nations. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
Last year, Denver donated 14 bison to tribal nations in an effort to reestablish some ancestral herds. This year, that donation more than doubled to 33 yearlings. One bison will go to the Tall Bull Memorial Council just south of the city. Another 17 will go to the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes in Oklahoma, who took the majority of last year's group. And the last 15 bison are headed to the northern Arapaho tribe in Wyoming. It's Denver's first bison donation to that tribe. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
A wildlife camera will let people keep track of birds at Stanley Lake in Westminster. The city has installed a camera on the lake's Bird Island. This is CPR News and KRCC.